My name is Mary Griffin.
Mary, tell us a bit about the book that you've just launched here over the last while, about the way we lived.
Yeah, that's exactly the way people lived in the time.
So it's a project where you got together to talk about old times.
Yes, they were great times, wonderful people. They made it, they worked hard and never complained. Went to town, did the shopping, came home another day for the baking, the next day for the washing, and down along in the...
So you had your routine?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what would happen on a Monday?
Monday would be really the wash day.
You'd have to scrub there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the washboard.
And the bat. Was it the bat? Is it the galvanized? They'd be talking about exercise now. But the washing of the clothes, there was a kind of a grid like that, a glass grid as well you could get, you know, and you'd wash the clothes up and scrub them like that.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating to see them. And I said, they had exercise, you know.
Good strength in the arms for it, like.
But it was all exercise, like.
Well, they had exercise walking up the railway.
Yes, yes.
And we coming from school.
Yeah. And so you're on the go all the time,
all
really?
All the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My name is Donnie McSweeney. Yeah.
Donnie, there's 37 pages in this book, but I suppose there's so many different subjects. Yeah. Tell me a bit about, you know, the cures and maybe even transport back then. What was that like for you?
Transport? Yes. I remember my father, he bought a Ford Prefect, £85 that day.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And we all, of course, were delighted to get the drive. We got a mass in it. And
was it rare to have cars back then?
Huh?
Was it very rare to have cars back then?
There weren't too many cars on the road at all that time. There were very few cars on the road, tractors either. But nowadays, it's all cars and tractors.
Yeah. And if you see someone walking on the road, you think they're mad?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
And tell us a bit about even just the way you used to heat the houses and stuff.
Well, that's what's tough. There's a tough fire, with most people had that.
Tough,
life.
Yeah, tough fire.
Oh, yeah, turf. So you spent many days in the bog?
We cut the bog, like, we cut turf in the bog with the schlan. You see, there was no machines to cut at that time. We had to go and schlan it with the schlan. There was one man schlan, and then there was another man spreading it out. And they'd put it on the bank. And I remember the times we used to have we'd make a tough fire and put the kettle boiling,
yeah.
And when it was boiling, then it was time for the tea and bread. We used to go and sit down and have a chat as well, of course. There.
So it was nice that you were all around the fire together, having sharing your stories and how the day went.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Something
that's
like
right.
This.
And the barn brack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what they
call
it?
Porter
cake. Yeah. They call it the griddle brack.
Oh!
That was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, fab.
Yeah. That
was made in the top of the range.
Yes, yeah.
With a good fire and
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. And I suppose, you know, back in those days, what was it like looking back and telling people how you grew up?
Yeah, well, you see, anyone now, they wouldn't have experienced or witnessed it. Like, they wouldn't. They find it very interesting, of course, yes. Mm. But I'd say that many people would like to go back to those times. Maybe they were hard. Work was very hard that time, like you worked long hours, very hard.
Yeah. Even just around the house as well, like.
Yeah.
But the neighbours were good to one another.
Things weren't as commercial as they are now, like, you know, there weren't as much commercialisation.
If you could go back to one part of your life, what would you go back to?
The dumping care.
I'd like to go back. Well, I remember one time that my father had a horse and he didn't sell him a town with the fair in Castleland, and he had a little grey Ferguson tractor, and I was only young, that time, I had no license or nothing or anything, and he said, I'll get you to drive it now. He says, I'd put it into gear for your first gear, and I'd sit up in the back of the tractor and carry the horse home that way. because he didn't want to be walking all the way from Kinsale.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
then
drove the tractor,
and
he followed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And did you drive it in first gear the whole way?
Huh?
Did you drive it in first gear the whole
I
way?
I did, yeah. I did. And if I had to stop, then all I had to do was put my leg down the clutch and brake. You see, I was, yeah.
That's a good lesson. Mm-hmm. Good lesson indeed.
There was no traffic in the road.
There was no, very little traffic. Yeah.
Very little traffic, yeah.
Mary, Jenny, and Dolly, whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mary, Daly or Dolly, so. Mary, yes. Tell us a bit about, you know, the parts of the book that you kind of contributed to. Like, there's, as we said, there's so many parts here. Yeah, the I stations, is
there hit. In the start, I told him, you know, about walking to school. We walked to school. It was, well, 2 miles coming and 2 miles going, several more with me, all the neighbours. We were that far away from the school.
So how long would that take you to walk to school?
I don't know.
Would half an hour, I suppose.
It would take a good half an hour, I suppose. Yeah. We hadn't time for nothing. You know, that time there was no watches. Yeah. I remember some of the neighbours, and when they went to check the time, the train used to pass away down from us, and then, they'd be checking the clock. But what time the train would go? I mean, there was no way of.
Yeah.
You know.
That was the way you found out what time of day it was, really.
Yeah.
What time of the day it was, they'd be looking on that. Oh, look, the train is going. They'd be checking to see was that watch right. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
It's a unique way of doing it.
Huh?
A unique way of doing it.
Well, yes. Well, it just happened that the train, you used to pass a couple of miles down, we'd see the train.
What was it like, you know, those days where you used to go, I suppose, weather-wise, on a rainy day, you'd be soaked, but on the beautiful spring days, it must be lovely to walk to school.
Oh yes, that was nice. Only the and then we'd be buying with one of the in the month of May to throw off the shoes, so who would be first. And the roads were rough, and we'd get a bruise in our toe.
Oh, ouch!
Sure,
can you imagine
that?
Yeah. Can you imagine telling someone to do that now?
I know. They never bought sandals for us for the summer. So the thing, trying off the shoes that time, in my time anyway, yes.
Yeah. And when you got home from school then, what was for dinner?
Well, lads, baked in cabbage nearly always, cabbage, yes. Yeah. And we loved it.
Yeah.
And potatoes.
Cabbage, I suppose lamb. Would you have lamb?
Or we wouldn't have had lamb. Not that time.
Yeah.
We didn't have lamb.
She was from the town, she had lamb.
Even near the town.
Well, I was raised in Castle Island in Limerick Road, 23 Limerick Road.
Yeah.
And Nelligan's shop, my cousin's bakery was next door. Then, you know, Charlie Nelligan.
Oh, yes,
Nelligan.
I know, yeah.
And, of course, we were in and out of there, and
yeah.
I even worked there, you know, putting the sliced pan,
putting
that into the paper.
Mm.
It was so easy.
The smell of fresh bread and everything was fresh gorgeous.
Bread and fresh
when they're my father or mother or parents go to town, they'll bring a bit of beef. That'd be a treat, boiling beef.
That was it.
That was a treat.
But
you know, the boiling
stew.
Beef.
Stew.
Boiling beef, and then put the vegetables, the stew. Yeah.
Nothing like it, yes.
And Murphy.
So you used to work with your father. Was that hard?
For me, no. I was used to it, but always, you know, yeah. And that's what I was doing. Yeah, I never went to school anymore. I went to the national school and stayed at home, yeah. And all the rest of my... I was the oldest of 10 in my family.
Oh, so, again, being the oldest, I suppose, you had that responsibility.
Yeah. And that was it. I was going around to help more neighbours then, maybe doing something for that, like that, you know. If they have... They'd ask me to go out to fill the puddings with them if they killed the pig or something like that, you know. And to school and cycling, every place with the bicycles before, and walking to school.
And tell me, how did you get the house ready for the stations then?
Oh, yeah, we'd have to paint up all the house and the outside houses and everything, the whitewashing the walls and all this for the stations,
How long would that take?
We'd be doing bits away, I suppose, and keep you ready for the time to come. That was it, the story.
And there were special times for you, weren't they?
We took no notice of it that time, like we were all doing the same thing, I suppose, you know,
Was it nice to look back at it and kind of see everything that you did do once upon a time?
Yeah, I suppose you'd think of it all right and be talking about things,
Mm-hmm. And it's lovely now that it's here in paper.
Yeah.
Marcella Finn, and I am the nurse manager of Castle Island Daycare Centre.
Marcella, I feel like I have a yearly reunion with you every year because you're always doing something new, aren't you?
We do. We try to keep activities here as varied as we possibly can, while keeping in mind the needs of the clients and what they'd like to do. It's usually dictated by them, to be honest. they would come and tell us, you know, we'd like to do something, and we try to accommodate. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, staff are great as well for coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
And we try to vary, you know, we always do have a kind of a theme going through the year, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, we'd do something related to that. And then for Bealtaine, we'd do something in the arts. So I suppose this project came about then by, it was by chance, really. One of the healthcare assistants here, Helen Barrett, she spotted something in one of the local newspapers that there was a resident writer by Kerry County Council after taking a position as the resident artist in writing. So she approached her because her name, Eimear Fallon, she had put out in a call out for community groups to get in touch with her. So she got back on to us, and then we arranged visits by Eimear out to the daycare centre, where she went into the groups. Each day we would have a group of about maybe 20 people, 20 to 25, whatever. And out of that group, then she would have started a discussion, you know, about times long ago. And from that discussion then came about this lovely little book that we have.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically it is about the way they lived, you know, in their own words as well. And I was just talking to the lads there, and, you know, there's a lot of similarities into the way they grew up.
The age profile for the clients here would be their 80s and 90s. So that would mean that they would have grown up in the 30s, most of them. And there is a lot of similarities. Like we're in Castle Island, which is a market town, and a lot of the people that attend here would have farming background. So a lot of the book would be about, you know, maybe going to the bog or saving the hay, or, you know, just little things that they did.
It must be lovely now that you have this in your hand to look at. And, you know, again, it's very special.
It's very special because, you know, it's part of our history. It's part of who we were, and it's part of who we are, you know. And it's very important to keep that and just to record it, because, you know, time doesn't belong going. You know, in 10 years time, it will be something else. And, it is lovely just to have this and to be able to share it with other people. And the feedback has been very positive, because it's a very simple little book, very easy read.
Yeah.
And it's kind of entertaining, you know.
Even the old pictures that you have in it and everything. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The old pictures. Then that was another project that we did, actually. There was another story to tell about that. That would have been done about 10 years ago. We invited the clients at the time to bring in old photographs of themselves, and we did an exhibition within the centre of it. You know, we scanned the photographs and we printed them off, and we had them all over the centre. And then when the exhibition finished, we said, oh, what are we going to do with photographs, you know, because they were very special photographs. So we actually stored them, we archived them, and we stored them. So when we were doing this booklet then, we were looking for old photographs, and rather doing a call, then doing a call out again for photographs, I said, look, we have this in our archives. Mm. And so we had to go back to the families, some of the members who had deceased in the meantime. We had to go back to the families and see if we could use some of the material that we had. And again, they're very special photographs, actually. I particularly love the one that's on the front page. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. Tell me, Marcella, if people want to buy this or even pick it up somewhere, where can they do so?
They can get it here in the daycare centre, or they can get it in Jackie Reilly's shop in Castle Island. Right. And we've put a price of €5 on it. It's really just to cover the publishing costs for it.